on the phone with Matt. Good morning. I guess it's morning. It's Friday morning for me. And I guess whenever you listen to this, it will be later than that. Oh, man, I can't wake up. I guess we'll get this thing started. So I didn't necessarily forget to record this last night. I used to do my shows, my episodes, a day in advance, like the night before, usually. And now it's, you know, fall in the Midwest. It gets dark at like 5 o'clock, and my old ass is falling asleep at like 7, 8 o'clock. And here's one of those yawns. I'm gonna set my phone down. So, yeah, man, I've been falling asleep really early and waking up really early because I only get about 6 to 7 hours of sleep at a time. And so, like, last night, I went to bed about 10 o'clock, if it was even 10 o'clock. So, of course, I was up at 5:30 this morning. It's 7:30 now. And I'm just tired, you know. I have a theory, and I could be right or wrong about this, of course. I think the earlier... Excuse me. Man, this is bad. I think the earlier you get up, the more tired you are, no matter how much sleep you got. That's like my theory, because it seems to be that way for me. Now, if I had woken up at like, or woken up at like 9, 10 o'clock, I probably would have been tired, feeling like I got too much sleep. Shit. But I always feel like I got not enough sleep. Which is weird because I'm getting enough sleep. I talked to a sleep doctor recently because I have to use a BiPAP machine, which, if you've heard of a CPAP, it's like that, only CPAP constantly blows air on your face to get you to breathe. A BiPAP breathes with you, so when you exhale, it actually kind of sucks. And then when you inhale, it blows. So it's like Mega Maid. Except I think I actually have a CPAP because it's always blowing, even when I breathe out. So I don't know. I don't know. But, so I use one of those, and, man, when I last saw my sleep doctor, she said, not everybody needs 8 hours of sleep a day. That's a myth. So some people need more, some people need less, but not everybody needs that much. And that's my case. I only need about 6-7 hours, and I'm usually good to go, but I'm just so tired. And it could be because of the weather. It probably is because of the weather. So I hope all of you and you are getting sleep and waking up rested, or, you know, maybe not well rested, but at least rested a little bit. Oh, man. So that's why this is happening today, and I know none of you care. So, yeah, I accidentally just paused this while I was talking, so it may sound a little goofy there. See, I'm just messed up. And I don't have any coffee, so I'm at sleep's mercy right now. So, you know, to piggyback off of the last two episodes I did about diabetes, I just wanted to throw this out there too, and then I'll probably be done talking about it. There are some things with diabetes that I don't think a lot of people understand, or, well, of course, a lot of people don't understand it, but I don't think a lot of people realize just what we go through, you know. There are still a lot of theories about diabetes that they don't know for sure. I mean, diabetes is like, it's been around for a billion years, but we still don't really know everything about it. So somebody with diabetes, I mean, of course we have a good idea. We know enough to keep people alive with it, which is good, you know. But, okay, for instance, the food thing. All right, so when I first found out I was diabetic, they had a nutritionist come into the hospital room, and they talked to me about what I was allowed to eat and what I was not allowed to eat. And one of the things they told me was red meat was okay, or meat in general was pretty much okay, but I should stick with, like, because you need protein. You need protein in your life. So they said usually chicken would be the best route because it's protein and it's not that fatty. And of course, everybody knows chicken is pretty much good for you. So then they told me milk was not a good idea because the body just turns milk into sugar, like, straight away. So I needed to watch my milk intake, which is okay because I'm not much of a milk drinker. When I was younger, I hated it. I would only eat or drink milk if it was in cereal. That's really the only way I would consume it, or if I had bad heartburn. Sometime when I became a teenager, I think I was 17 or 18, is when I actually discovered I liked milk. And I think it was because it was like vitamin D milk or whole milk, whatever that is. Yeah, it has good flavor. So there was that. And I'm actually allergic to dairy. So that helps keep my consumption low. And that is not lactose intolerant. That's a different thing. Lactose intolerant is if you consume dairy with lactose, your body will reject it and you will throw it up, typically. Now, being allergic to dairy means you don't really have a problem consuming it, but your body will have an allergic reaction. And for me, that means my throat swells up and gets itchy. And if it swells up enough, it will close and I will die. So that's what that's about. And I found that out the hard way once. But anyway, yeah, I didn't die though, obviously. So I didn't really have much of an issue with milk, but it was the rest of dairy that I was like, you know, I love cheese, I love eggs. Really, it's only milk and ice cream that would give me the itchy throat and all that stuff. I can pretty much consume other dairy without, mostly cheese, without any issue. I would have to consume a lot of cheese. And by that point, I would be blocked up for a couple months. So I was told no milk and I can eat meat. So I go on my merry way. years go by, and I have a new doctor, and it turns out he's a really good doctor. And he tells me, because I asked him, I said, you know, I kind of realize that if I'm not allowed to drink milk, oh, I kind of jumped ahead. Okay, I'm sorry. So I talked to a nutritionist later after the first one, and they said, well, red meat's fine for you to consume, and so is cheese, so you can eat all the cheeseburgers you want. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. That's good news because I love cheeseburgers. So it was a little time after that that I thought, isn't cheese dairy? Like, isn't it made with milk? I know that American cheese, depending on, you know, I think if you buy Kraft, it's made with milk. Otherwise, it's all made with oil. So I thought maybe if it was made with oil, that, you know, wouldn't be an issue. But what about other cheese? So I asked my doctor this. So what's up with the cheese thing if I'm not allowed to drink milk? Doesn't the body just turn it into sugar? And he said, to be honest, the body turns everything pretty much into sugar because we use food to fuel us. And that's how we get fueled. So ultimately, whatever you eat is turned into some kind of sugar. And, you know, that's why you can, why you should just eat in moderation and not overkill anything, not stuff yourself all the time, which I have a habit of. And that, really, everybody should eat that way, no matter what. And so, you know, as a rule of thumb, though, with diabetes, I guess milk, it just can, it turns into sugar faster or more so than everything else. I don't know. So I was still just a little confused. Like, why would I have a diabetic nutritionist tell me one thing? You know, I guess that's what they're supposed to tell you. Well, then, my wife read on the news, like, I don't know, it's been a couple months now. She showed me this new report comes out that says there is a link between meat and diabetes. And if you're diabetic, you shouldn't eat that much meat, if any. And I'm like, I don't know what to believe now. I don't know who to believe, you know? What the hell? It's just, it's weird. This is what we go through. You know, you're not allowed to eat this. You're not allowed to eat that. You should only eat this or that. That's where I first found out, really, that you shouldn't eat too much fruit because it's all sugar. You know, they, some of them may offer good benefits like vitamin C and vitamin D, but yeah, man, they're all sugar. And vegetables aren't really that good for you either. So just eat in moderation, consume in moderation. That's the best advice. You know, there's a serving size on everything. You're only supposed to eat so much of this or that. If you're really concerned about it, you know, look up a diabetic's diet plan and go off of that. It's not a bad one, you know. Keep the starches low. Keep the bread low, pasta. Keep the sugar low. You know, eat yourself some, and really what you're allowed to eat is really good. I know a lot of people say that, but it really truly is. You know, chicken, chicken's awesome. Fish, I love fish. So that was not a problem. Brown rice, I have come to like it. It's good. Wheat bread, which I still eat very little bread, or I try to. And I try to drink only water or unsweet tea. I really like that too. So, and if I drink coffee, it has very little sugar or sweetener in it. And I'm trying to use Splenda. Not Splenda. Is it Splenda? Not Splenda. Stevia. Yeah, I'm trying to use stevia to sweeten things. So there's ways to go about losing weight by eating better, or just eating better because. And the longer you eat little, like very little, your stomach will shrink. And then eating very little will fill you up and make you feel full. So then it won't be an issue, And you're actually also supposed to eat like multiple times a day, not just breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You should be eating like two or three times more than that. Or two or three times, two or three more times than that. Yeah, you're not really supposed to be eating like nine times a day, but it helps your metabolism. So, and your metabolism burns off stuff. And if your metabolism is constantly being kickstarted by you eating, very little, of course, just small things, it'll keep going all day and it'll keep burning energy all day. And it'll help you to lose more weight than just by eating three slightly larger meals a day. That's what I was told. That's what I am not a nutritionist or a health expert by any means, so don't listen to me. Okay. So, with that said, I'm gonna take a quick break here and come right back with some other topic that right now I don't know what it's gonna be. All right. So I don't know if you know this or not, which you should because I mention it a lot. But if you would like to contact me for any reason at all, you can do so on the phone with Matt at gmail.com. It's that easy. Send me an email. Drop me a line. Some of you have already, and I appreciate that. There's also a message button on my Anchor page, anchor.fm / on the phone podcast. You can go there and click the button that says message, and you can send me a voicemail. A freaking voicemail. Technology's great, isn't it? We are in the future. Lastly, if you go to the website, on the phone podcast.wordpress.com. There's a contact page there where you can fill out a little form and I'll get that as an email. So, if you're going to email me, you might as well just email me on the phone with Matt at gmail.com. And, yeah. Let me know some things. Talk to me. I never thought of anything to say here, so this is gonna be short. Unless I get to rambling again, but right now my mind is still asleep. So, I hope everybody has a good weekend. I know I will because the Bengals are off this week. They don't have an opportunity to upset me this week. But when they come back, from what I understand, they have a Monday night game. So, yeah, they're going to come back and upset me in a very big way. Because during the Marvin Lewis era and the, with Carson, not Carson, with Andy Dalton, we lost a lot of primetime games, pretty much all of them. all the postseason games. We never made it to the Super Bowl. We could not perform in primetime, in the spotlight. We could not. And I know we have a new coach and a new quarterback now. But, you know, these last 2 weeks proved that we still have the same mentality. We have damn near a whole new team. I'm not sure if there's anybody left from the Marvin Lewis era. Maybe one or two. But we have the same mentality. Because we have the same owner, and he doesn't give a shit. You know? So, that's what I'm thankful for this week. I don't have to worry about, you know, getting pissed off that the Bengals lost another easy win. But with that aside, I don't know what's going on this weekend. I know I got to get a lot of writing done because I joined NaNoWriMo and everything was great. I was up, 2 days ahead on my word count that I needed to be to maintain 50,000 words this month. And then in a matter of 4 days, three of those days I didn't write. And yesterday I tried to write and I wrote about 200 or 300 words and that just wasn't enough. And now I'm behind by a couple thousand words. And now that really isn't an issue for me too much. I can write a couple thousand words and with no problem if the words are coming to me. I can't just write random crap. You know, it has to be somewhat decent. So I'm probably going to spend this weekend just pounding out some words and hopefully that's okay. You know, that hopefully the words will come to me. I can get them out and I'll catch back up to where I at least should be at this point in November with word count. So the story hasn't progressed any in the last, you know, 4 or 5 days. I don't know where to go with it. So see, the problem with my writing is I'll have a bunch of ideas, you know, for like the story and couple that with, I don't like to write fluff or detail very well. My stories, I'll fly through all of my ideas for a story in like 10,000 words. And that's what happened to me this time. And then I have 40,000 words to go and nothing to write. So maybe I'll just go back through what I have written and just expound on it a little bit. Expound. Some X word, EXP word. Yeah, that might be, I don't know. Man, it hasn't stopped yet. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. And then I'll get another couple thousand words and still have like, you know, 35,000 to go. Yeah. Ugh. I can't wake up. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to talk about. I don't have much of anything right now. Yeah, I'm just running on E. I know a lot of you have been too because I've been seeing it. I've been hearing it on social media a lot. People just, you know, having issues with waking up or staying awake. Fall has never been much of an issue to me. I love fall. I love fall so much. I don't even mind getting darker earlier, really. But this year, this season right now, has been the roughest for me since I've been alive, I think. So, yeah, I feel it. I'm right there with you. This is not good. I'm so tired, wore out all the time. one of the things that sucks about getting older, you know. Well, I tried to hang with you, but I think I gotta go back to bed. So, without further ado, I'm gonna end this. I hope you have a good day, a good weekend, and I will talk to you again on Tuesday, hopefully with something more better. Yeah, something much more better. Take care.